And welcome to the Miami Tech Update, March 19th, 2018. We actually had to do a reshoot of this this podcast because it's so good. We had Carlos Banks Friday, but our connection was horrible. But we have Carlos Banks from Clipper App. Carlos, welcome to the Miami Tech Update.
Hey, what's up, man? Pleasure to be here. Pleasure to be on the phone with you.
Yeah, Carlos, I actually knew about Carlos and the Clipper app for months, maybe back in November or December-ish when it first came out. And it was kind of like, it was well marketed, I will have to say, because if it got to me, it was well marketed. But but they're pretty much an app. Well, we'll have Carlos explain it. Carlos, what is the Clipper app?
Well, Clipper is a barbershop app that we created that's connecting barbers with their customers. Pretty much it's an app where customers can book their appointments with their barbers directly through the app. You don't need to carry on cash anymore. You just punch in your debit card or your credit card, and you know, you're able to pay for your haircut all through the app. So we're just streamlining the whole process for customers to get haircuts. And, you know, we're alleviating a lot of pressure points that barbers are facing, you know, every day, you know, cutting hair. So they answer text messages, they answer phone calls, you know, all day long. You know, now with Clipper, you know, we handle, you know, all their appointments. So, you know, they have more time to focus on what they love to do, which is, you know, cut hair. So.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much like how I used to do it, where that you had to text the barber, wait a few minutes, and confirm the time he could come. Now, there were times where the barber accidentally overbooked someone, you know, and then you'll go to the barber shop and you wait an hour. But like with this app, you're able to schedule and pay. That's huge.
Right. So yeah, like you know, for those there's always those types of barbers, you know, they always try to fit in, you know, more people than they can, just because, you know, they want to have a lot of people waiting. So, you know, we made this app for customers to kind of give them a little bit of power back and not be, you know, strangled by, okay, I can only go to one barber. You know, let's say your barber's too busy, you can just go download the app and you can find other barbers who are just as good or better. And, you know, if their schedules fit you better, you know, you can book an appointment with them. You know, so there's a lot of things that the app is doing that is just helping everyone out. So.
Now, can you tell us how you started at the beginning? How did you get your team together? How did you get the motion, like the wheels turning?
Yeah, man, that's a good question. You know, I have a co-founder. His name is Byron Gaskin. We started the app about 3 years ago. You know, we were both from FIU. We had just graduated, and you know, both of us love cutting our hair. You know, we feel like, you know, a haircut, you know, boosts our confidence. It makes you feel good. You know, if you're out here trying to hustle and trying to grind, or you know, just trying to be great, you know, you always know a fresh haircut just puts you to another level. You know what I'm saying? So we've always had that passion, but you know, we're also mechanical engineers. So, you know, we also like to solve problems. And one day I was at the barbershop and I was waiting, man, for like an hour. And I was texting my girlfriend at the time and I was like, this is insane. This is crazy. Like, I'm wasting so much time right now. I wish there was an app or something that I could use to find another barber. And, you know, with that, it kind of got the wheels turning. And, you know, I texted my boy and he was like, hey, you know, I have the same idea. Let's work together. And, you know, just from there, we just started building. You know, I taught myself how to code in WinCode. And we made our first MVP. And then we took that to Emerge last year. So, you know, and that's where, you know, everything kind of blew up for us. You know, everyone remembers us through Emerge. We were giving out haircuts, showing people the app, and, you know, just getting good feedback. So, you know, building off that, you know, we found a developer. We're interviewing a couple more developers now to bring them on board. But pretty much everything we've been doing, man, is just bootstrapped. what I have some of my friends, from high school who are really good at marketing. They're handling all the marketing stuff. And, right now I have another guy that just recently joined. He's doing business development. He knows a lot of barbers. He's a barber himself. So, we're just strategically adding people to the company who, can offer really good value. So that's pretty much what we've been doing, man. Just been blessed and lucky, to be honest, just slowly grinding away until we get to where we want to be. So
How is the app being funded? Is it self-funded? Are you getting backers? Are you getting some investors? What's the whole situation right now?
we've been bootstrapped. We've been pretty much self-funded for 3 years. We're finally at that stage where we can start looking for investors to kind of expand to different cities, to get people to know more about the app. There's different events that we want to go to this year and have, booths at these events. So there's definitely some marketing costs there that we need funding with. So we're definitely looking for investors who have, similar interests as Clipper. And if they want to reach out, just shoot me an email, just carlos@clipper.net, CLYPR.net. So we're looking for investors this year for sure. So
And you were just telling us about like the interest you got from people to work with your team. Is that something that you notice there's like a hunger or there's like, there's an interest? I mean, there's people out there that are interested in working in apps like this in the tech scene.
right. I mean, you always have to be, I work at Boston Wheels, which is my day job. It's an amazing job. I'm the engineering manager here. And, I've learned a lot being a manager here in terms of hiring people, interviewing people. So I try to use those things that I've learned, and apply them to Clipper, right? 'Cause like you said, people hear that I'm making an app and they want to join. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's my job to kind of, gauge, okay, can this person really bring us value? If he can, where, how soon, stuff like that. So, but definitely, I think the hunger is an important factor. The vision is an important factor, but, also the tangible things, like what do you bring to the table? So, I'm always looking to, 'cause I know my strengths and weaknesses. And I definitely want to bring people on who are better at my weaknesses than I am, so.
What challenges did you guys got onto since the beginning that was really challenging? Was it the personal side? Was the taking like the whole technology behind it? What was like the biggest challenge?
Yeah, that's a good question, bro. For sure, the technology side, definitely when you're bootstrapping, you want to make sure that you hire a really good developer because that's gonna make or break you, in this industry. And so we took a lot of time really finding our right developer. We found him now, but we're looking to expand. So, but yeah, that was probably the hardest thing. Like, people see the app now and they love it. They think it's so fast and so smooth, but they don't know that we had to go through like five different developers just to make it. You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely been the biggest hurdle, and all the time that comes with that also, especially when you're bootstrapping, you got to keep it all under budget. So that's pretty much the hardest thing that's happened so far. So.
If a team started a startup today, they're going to say, today's my first day, and they ask you, Carlos, give us some advice. What would you tell them?
Yeah, man, I would definitely say write down what you want your company to do, what you want your company to be known for, and work on, creating and designing things that, reflect that. You know what I'm saying? I feel a lot of new businesses now want to do everything. You know what I'm saying? And I feel, that the company really quickly can get away from that. Can get away from what you guys originally wanted to do. It's not bad to always have ideas. But, it's always good to separate those ideas into, okay, we can implement this now, we can implement this in 1 year, or we can implement this in 5 years. So I think it's always good to just write everything down and focus on what you guys really need to do to get the company up and running. So.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that you just hit the nail, like keeping with vision keep the vision, keep the main thing, the main thing, because you can easily go into rabbit trails for no reason.
Of course. Yeah, man, for sure, for sure. I mean, you know, there's always a time for everything, you know, because, you know, you want to be innovative, but then at the same time, you have to finish what you started first, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely think, you know, short-term goals can always lead to medium-term goals, and those medium-term goals lead to long-term goals. So, you know, but the most important thing is the short-term goals, you know what I'm saying? So,
where is the app doing right now, and where do you want it to be? What's, like, the next phase?
Right. So right now we have about 20 barbers on the network. You know, about 10 of them are from Miami. We're expanding every day. We got new barbers signing up every day. We have over 250 users. And, you know, right now we're generating about, you know, the thing is, you know, we're bootstrapped, so we don't need that much money to generate in order to break even. So, I mean, for us, you know, probably one more month of constant bookings and we'll pretty much break even. So that's going to be a huge success for us. But definitely by the end of the year, we're trying to hit 50,000 users. And by eMERGE, you know, we want to be at 1,000 users. So we have some work ahead of us, but I think, you know, we're hitting some good momentum now. And, you know, I see the numbers jumping every day, getting a little bit better. So we just got to keep promoting and getting people to download the app, man. Tell your barbers, man.
And what cities are you really focused on? I know Miami's been your first one, but what's like the next city you really want to tackle?
Yeah, man, that's a great question. Definitely Miami. We want people to correlate Clipper with Miami. We want people to, you know, whenever they come to Miami and they need to get a fresh cut, you know, hey, look, you know, all the Miami barbers are on Clipper. Download Clipper to get that cut. But there's definitely some other cities that we're looking at. Definitely Orlando. You know, there's a huge barber community in Orlando. There's also a huge barber community in Los Angeles. You know, a lot of, you know, the same thing. A lot of stars go over there. A lot of famous people go over there, and they all need haircuts. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, whenever they land or whatever. So, there's a couple of different cities that we're looking at, but definitely we want to start in Florida. So we're looking at Miami and Orlando first.
One thing that I've noticed that you guys will probably gather is like the data of like how much is an average haircut in America or like in each city. Like, is that something you guys been like, you know, looking at as well?
Yeah. I mean, you'd be surprised how much data there is in barbershops, you know, and, we feel that data is very valuable. Like you said, you know, people text me all the time. They're like, hey, Carlos, like, you know, my barber's raising prices. Do you know why? And I'm, but it's from different cities. You know, and I'm telling them, like, bro, like, listen, man, but these barbers, you know, what they're doing is a skill, you know, and they're starting to realize the value of that skill, you know. So definitely that's something that we're going to be looking at very closely in the future to kind of implement different features to benefit those barbers. But yeah, there's a bunch of data, man. You know, we're looking at price, national prices. We're looking at average tips. We're looking at average wait times. We're going to be looking at average, you know, distances that people travel for haircuts. You know, we're going to be looking at frequency of haircuts, how often people get haircuts. So there's a lot of data here that we're going to be playing with and trying to maximize on for the future. So,
yeah, and, you know, people could select barbers. Hey, you know, there's two barbers, but one charges 20 and the other could charge 25. And, you know, you kind of weigh the options, you know, and maybe, you know, I mean, your app has a lot of potential. I got to be honest with you.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that, man.
I mean, this is being me. I'm not saying this for the podcast. I'm saying this like because I mean, I personally like going to barbershops. It's a place for, you know, you're supposed to relax and, you know, get a clean cut. Right. And now that, you know, these barbershops are becoming like a salon. Now they're putting wax on your face. They're putting a bunch of Max. So it's like the game's kind of changing.
Man. No, yeah, I definitely think barbershops and barbers in general are going through like a renaissance period. You know, like I go to different barbershops now. I go there, I get a drink, I relax. You know, I'm watching a game. You know, and I'm just talking with my barber. But it's not just a haircut anymore. It's an experience. And you know, I think they're starting to realize that people are willing to pay more for that experience. And, you know, we're just here to kind of just help everyone out, you know, make it easier for everyone to to go get a haircut and enjoy their time there, you know. So.
So far, the app is on iOS. When do you think it'll be on Android?
Yeah, so we're talking to a developer now, who's almost done with Android now. So you can be on the lookout for that in the next month or two. We're going to be hoping it's going to be out by eMERGE. eMERGE is April 23rd, or 22nd, 23rd, something like that. So we have about a month left, but I think we'll be able to knock it out before we get the eMERGE. So definitely in the next month or two, we're going to be out for Android. You know, a lot of barbers are using Android. A lot of customers are using Android. So that's a huge market for us.
What I like about you guys is that you're not looking for investors. You're going start from the ground up. You know, you're kind of like, okay, let's just do this manually. Let's just get this like organic. I like that.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, that's just, I don't know. With me, if you get to know me, man, you know, if it's not real, I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There's a lot of companies out here who, you know, have investors and stuff like that. And I talk to barbers personally and I'm like, look, you know, if you guys join the app, you're going to be working with me directly. You know, I don't owe any investors anything. You know, so whatever features you guys want, you let me know, and I'll work on putting those in. And, you know, the barbers really appreciate that. You know, they feel like a connection with Clipper rather than any of these other you know, booking services. So that's definitely the route that we're going with is, you know, organic, real, you know, just for the culture pretty much, you know.
And Carlos, on a personal side, who is your favorite entrepreneur / business?
Definitely Elon Musk is one of my inspirations. Just what he's done is, I think, is just incredible. You know, starting at PayPal and moving on to Tesla, SolarCity, SpaceX. And definitely one of my favorite businesses is also Tesla. Just the business model that they had when they first came out, you know, starting with the Roadster and then moving on to the sedan and then moving on to the SUV and then moving on to the, you know, everything else. You know, I just think what they've done is great. And, you know, I definitely try to learn from what he's done and what he's built. So.
Yeah. I mean, he's taking over space. So it's he's trying to take over the world.
right.
Ready for rapid fire questions.
All right, go ahead. Shoot, I'm ready.
What does a global entrepreneur mean to you?
Global entrepreneur. Serious. That's real serious right there. That's big time right there.
Yeah. That. What would you tell your 15-year-old self?
Don't worry about the stupid stuff. Focus on the big picture.
What job you would not be good at?
What job I would not be good at? A doctor. I can't see blood. I can't.
Me too, man. I cannot go into a hospital.
Yeah, man. I get queasy, man. I can't handle all that. But definitely a doctor.
And how do you have your pancakes?
Just a little bit of syrup, no butter, and maybe some blueberries.
Oof, nice. Carlos, how can people reach you?
You can find me on Instagram, CarlosT_Banks. You can follow Clipper on Instagram, Team Clipper. And then you can shoot me an email, carlos@clipper.net. That's pretty much. You can find us on Facebook too, Team Clipper. You can find me on LinkedIn, Carlos Banks, if you want to connect there. So.
And how can people find out more about the app?
Definitely go to the website, www.clipper.net, and then you can follow us on social media. You know, any social media, just look up Team Clipper, TEAMCLYPR, Team Clipper.
And how big is your team?
So right now we recently added a couple people. So right now we have a member of a team of five, me, my co-founder, we got my co-founder Byron, we have Jerry, who's a business development, Milton, head of marketing, and Josh, who's the CFO. So right now we have a team of five, but we're looking to expand, trying to get some interns, either on the development side and on the marketing side. So if you're interested, just hit me up and we could talk. So.
Carlos Banks from Clipper App, thanks for coming on the Miami Tech Update.
Hey, Santiago, man. Appreciate the time, bro. Appreciate it. I'll see you again soon.
Thank you.